6-7-6, standing by. WSBQ 996, standing by. WRUU 850.
Good morning, 850 from WRCY 565. You have more motivation than I do because you're on your way to work. I'm still somewhat horizontal with zero motivation today. But man, yesterday was a crazy one on the airwaves with Ted Keys, Roger Beach, and music. Glad you were able to shut it down. You have an awesome day, an awesome week, and catch up with you later, WRCY 565.
yesterday. Yesterday seemed kind of quiet.
I don't know. Anyhow. No, I was told to. User out there on the Detroit machine. Sounds either like a little girl or a boy who hasn't matured yet. He suggested if I didn't like it, I could turn my radio off, so I did.
Yeah, you're probably right. That was probably Saturday more so than Sunday, but that was just a crazy weekend on the air for sure. All right, well, like I said, I am not really motivated this morning. Yeah, I do have to go down to physical therapy and stuff, but that's here on campus, and it'll only take me about a half hour to get ready for that. So, but, I don't even have my computer on yet, so I don't know what's going on there. But I just, you know, called out. It was kind of quiet, so I just thought I'd acknowledge you to make sure you know your radio still works. And again, have a great Monday, and, you know, make the best of it. WRCY 565.
Yeah, well, it's what I do, so whatever. We'll get to it and get her done. Catch you later, WRUU 850.
WIZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, just with the morning wave.
Good morning. Looks like we have overcast here. Clouds, looks like, I don't know if we got rain coming or not. None so far, though. I heard it was going to rain overnight. I even cut my grass yesterday because of it. I don't think we had a drop.
I was blown here all day yesterday and expected today. High 83, some very few clouds. So, another blessed day this way.
Well, that'll work. 66 here now, so it's comfy. And I don't know what the high is expected. I'm guessing probably right in there about the same. Them are good days. We are in July. August supposed to be the hottest month.
That's what the Farmer's Almanac says anyway. But like Mother Nature, brother, we'll take what she gives us when she gives it to us. So nothing special today. Well, actually, there is. I've got gunpowder therapy going on later this afternoon with the fellas.
Well, that sounds like fun. What type, caliber are you going to be playing with?
We'll get the MP5 out in 9mm. We'll get the Holla HDR 1500 and 308 sniper rifle out. And maybe the 6.5 Creedmoor and see what the old Thompson machine gun does today as well there in 45.
Wow. Is the MP5 full auto too?
At the current moment, it is not. However, it and the Hala, and let's see, my Glock are suppressed. My Ruger is suppressed. Like many of us Americans, we're going to wait for our form to come through there from old ATF there. It's been what? I believe I'm on day 278 for my paperwork now. And the suppressor only took 394 days. But they were all approved, so good things come to those who wait, Sean.
Last one I did, suppressor, was about 8 months, I think. But I heard they were really fast right now. I'm surprised that they're to hear that, because I thought they were really quick lately. But I'll tell you what, that Thompson, well, that's worth a small fortune. Is that the real deal?
Definitely the real deal. Just the short and sweet of it, the old man and I owned a gun shop there in Virginia, in Chesapeake, Virginia, Two Bears Trading Post for quite a while. 15 years or so he ran the damn place while I ran around the world serving the military. And we amassed quite the collection there. And then after his passing, the majority of it went to my daughter and myself, and then the rest of it got sold off. Yeah, that was one of the keepers I kept in my collection, brother.
Well, very nice. Where's that place up that way that has that big full auto shoot every year? I think it's still in the lower. You got anything to do with that that affair?
I do not. I am very much a lone wolf. I will coyote hunt with other people, and I'm very selective who I'm around with firearms there. I'm sure you can appreciate that, Sean.
Oh, no, understood. Yep, that's not a bad policy to have. A lot of people, sometimes I go to a gun store. I haven't been in a gun store in forever, but you go in there and you see people swinging things around, you know, because, you know, well, the guy handed it to me, it was unloaded, so, you know, they're just pointing at people and stuff like that. It gives me the willies. It's like, I need out of here before I have an aneurysm.
I assist a gentleman and run his ranges here for CCW permits up here in northern Michigan. I run his ranges. I'm NRA range qualified there to run them things. And my first words to the entire crew is anyone who points a weapon in my direction is going to end up on their ass and butt stroke and then kicked off the range. You'd be surprised. So, yeah. Safety first, keep your booger picker off the back stick there, is what I always say. But, all right, my brother, we've been at our 5 minutes, and I'm coming up to drop the dogs off here so we can go play and run around this morning. Enjoy your day, Sean. As always, a pleasure, sir. WRZT 544, clear monitoring after your final.
All right, Bob, have some fun with the Poochies and have some fun with the Pew Pews later on. Sounds like a great day. Retirement has its benefits. I'm going to head in to work here in a minute and do my day. Nothing so fun. I had to, I had to give the dog medications and eye drops and ear drops this morning. He got himself an infection, and so that was no fun with the dogs, and I'll get no pew-pew work in, so I'm envious. All right, catch you later. WRUU 850.
Lord willing, there come a day we'll get you up here, and I take you out coyote hunting there, and get all the night vision and thermal out, and show you a good time and send you home happy, brother. WRZP 544, clear the net.
850 from 565. It is going to be 80 degrees for the high today with a 20% chance of rain this afternoon going into the evening. There's your weather report.
That sounds like a beautiful day. I don't know where I heard we were expecting storms. I went and cut the grass. I'm glad I was motivated to cut the grass, so don't get me wrong, but I did it because I said, well, I better get the grass cut. It's supposed to storm. And I don't know where in the hell I heard that because none of the reports seem to match that. Ah, well, what are you going to do? Thanks for the report. WRU 850.
Yep, not a problem. I just quick stand, and it looks like we'll have that 20% chance of rain until 2 o'clock in the morning. But really nothing serious. I mean, you might see some patches of dust, but it looks like there's stuff that's just going to blow over. And if you get wet, you get wet for a few minutes. So, I don't know. Again, all the best. And if Mr. Bob up there in Sheboygan is still monitoring, good morning from Donald,
WRCY 565 out. Pleasure, Donald. Send some of that wet my way. We could use the wet. Take care.
WRCY 565 is clear. I got to start getting motivated. Everybody have a great day.
RGP 554, base to mobile. Tina, are you listening?
Base to Bob, I am listening, sir.
Chance, are you sure you don't want a copy, honey?
No, thank you, sir. I just made mine. Appreciate it, though.
See you in a while. WRZP 544, mobile clear, monitoring.
WRZP, base, monitoring.
WRX 401, trade. Radio check.
This is WRCU 7.
WSBQ 996 calling WRWB 49. Are you out there calling, Mike? And no reply from WRWB 49. This is WSBQ 996 standing by.
Station 218, WIUT, Brady.
WRZX 218, go ahead, Jack.
First, good morning. I heard you out there really good, but your signal was a little bit low, man. About, I would say, what was that, about 5?
I know, I was over on 600, and I was too many going off. Over.
that could be that way. Too many repeaters out that way. You didn't hear nothing out of Grand Rapids, did you?
No, negative. I heard some little station up Livingston in Ingham County. He was talking on a HT, and I could hear him. And he heard me, but he was fading in and out. So I was in the Mayville repeater up there. MI-81 and Michigan, hitting them both, I think, out of Livonia's 600 there, over.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, that Mayville, maybe a repeater, it's probably close by that Michigami repeater out that way. That's why. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I'm sure that's what happened. And I could hear that station in and out. And then I heard you. But I don't think you could hear me good because I was rattling them repeaters. And it wasn't a good connection. You know, if propagation is really, really happening this morning. It still is, over.
Well, you know, I haven't heard anything out of Dane in Ohio yet. He usually would be on that 600 too. And this is WRUG 48.
Copy that. Well, that station, he was talking to the fella in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, but I could only hear his side of the conversation. I couldn't hear Oak Creek talking. So it was, there was something going on there. He was getting into Michigami, I think. So that was the one he was using. And he was hearing me, but it was in and out for a while there. It wasn't a really solid reception, over.
Yeah, you're right about that. All right, Randall. Well, good to hear from you. I'll talk to you a little bit later on today. We're going to clear this frequency for a little bit. WIUG 48.
Copy that, Jack. All right, talk to you. WRZX 218. We're clear.
WRXP 401, can I get a radio check at the home front coming from downtown?
WRXP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob in the mobile, heading to Gaylord. I have you with Smith Charlie, sir.
Roger that. Thank you for that radio check. Over.
welcome. Happy to help. Great modulation. Enjoy your GMRS day and experience. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are southbound and monitoring. IGP 544, this is a test and only a test I'm giving. IGP 544, this is a test and only a test, thank you. IGP 544, this is a test and only a test, thank you. RGP 544, comms check please. I'm headed south to Gaylord out of Sheboygan from the 310. Just seeing how far I can hit the repeater. Many people that come my way ask. Thank you, sir. WRGP 544, clear the network.
WRVV 690. Listen.
WSDS 979 to WSDE 688, go ahead.
This is WSDE 688. I just wanted to know, what time is your URI coming?
Between 12:30 and 1.
Really? That's what time my URI is coming as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, I'm not sure if we're going to get same drivers or different passengers, but yeah, do let me know if I radio if you're on your ride.
Do let you know what? Sorry.
I should let me know if you're on the your ride. So yeah.
Yeah, will do. But DeMonte and I, we're going to, I'm going to do the 1 minute message. You can do the pledge. We're going to talk, I'm going to talk about the game. You can talk about the sponsors and whatever you think about.
Okay, we're going to do the pledge in the 1 minute message then. Okay, so, I should have those on my Braille display then. I can bring my e-reader with me and sign it off no matter what. So yeah.
And we're gonna do that. So I'm gonna read the 1 minute message, and then DeMonte is gonna do the pledge.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I thought I was going to do the pledge. Okay, so DeMonte is going to do the pledge, and you're going to do the 1 minute message then. Okay, all right. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, yep. By the way, am I coming in okay?
Yeah, so far you're coming in loud and clear.
I have a good hotspot, so I'm always using this hotspot. So I'll be coming in hopefully loud and clear for them.
And
your radio.
Oh, yeah, you are coming in absolutely loud and clear. Speaking of radios, I found something special about that AB button. You know that button on my Oceanado 5G that almost looks like a half triangular, sort of like a moon shaped crescent button on the sort of the upper left right next to it, but below the speaker on the left side of the radio?
You mean right by the screen, yeah. Yeah, that one single button.
Yeah, well, I found out what it does, and if you hold that AB button for 2 seconds, it toggles on and off auto scan. I can show that to you when we're sitting around in the library, so, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, quite interesting. I actually found that out on bytwowayradios.com's YouTube channel, actually, because I was looking up some stuff about can you auto-scan on Google, and I found a video of the programmable buttons and the features on bytwowayradios. YouTube channel, so it's like, hey, I didn't know that did that. Oh, so, yeah, but the two buttons below that are programmable. Right below the push to talk are programmable ones. You can choose like three things by default. The first below the PGT is the radio button, and below that by default is the squelch button.
Yeah, I think it's me as well. There's a short press and there's a long press as well.
I'm not sure either, but yeah.
Well, it's pretty cool because, I mean, yeah, because you have your own FM radio on there.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, I haven't cycled through the channels of the FM radio quite yet, but I think on channel 30, if you press it, I'm not sure if it goes in direct, but I think it goes to either Smile FM or Family Life Radio or K-Love, but yeah.
Nice, okay. Yeah, when you auto-scan, have you picked up anything?
No, not so far. I've picked up sort of static. I'm not sure if it's electronic interference or what, but I'm not sure.
Well, it's funny with those midline radios. They did not like the echoes.
Yeah, well, besides that, the midline has about 1.5 watts compared to this. It's amazing. I mean, yeah, I probably can pick up. I'm not sure how far this ocean radio will go up on how many miles, but yeah, I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, it's really cool, especially with the antenna you have.
Well, yeah, with the Nagoya antenna, yeah. I'm not sure if I'll get far, but. I'm not sure how many miles that antenna can pick up, but yeah.
Yeah, are you going to, I'm assuming you're bringing that one too.
Bringing what? Just to be curious. And again, you're very staticky.
Sorry, that was my fault. I scoped the radio. Anyway, I suppose you're going to have that on your radio today.
Oh, the antenna. I'll definitely have the Nagoya antenna on. So yeah, I've always had that on. So yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll say I think I'm going to pack this up in my backpack, but I will. Contact you actually, or you contact me actually when you get on your ID door.
Okay, did you also schedule a ride to go to the, transfer for that meeting tomorrow? Did you schedule a ride?
Oh, good gosh, no. I'll have to see. I'll go talk about that, thanks. I don't know if I'm going to get a ride there or your ride, so I'll go talk about that.
Yeah, I've got a ride. The lady on the phone was very confused because it was supposed to be 615 Harrison, but I think it's 619. However, I think they have two entrance doors with the... I think one is 615 and 619, so I'm not sure if that was very confusing. But I was going to talk to Sheila about that, but I haven't left a voicemail, but yeah.
Okay. Right. So... I guess I'll go talk. See if I'm going to arrive there for any schedule one.
That's fine. If you're going to get a ride by either your mom or dad, most likely your mom, but if you're going to book a ride with her, that'd be fine. But if you, but if you're going to schedule a ride via your ride, I'd do it now. So, yeah.
Okay, well, hey, I will see you in a little bit.
WSDE 688 here. All right, well, see you later. So you just update me when you're on the URN and stuff like that. I'll catch you later. See ya. WSDS 979 clear.
WSDS 979 to WSDE 688. Go ahead.
Hey there. I've got a question. Hold on a second. Okay, so the thing tomorrow, what time is it? Is it from 5 to 7?
Yes, it is from 5 to 7. The address on the flyer that I've been given is 615 Harrison Street, but I'm not sure if it's right or something like that. The closest thing that Yorad could find for me was 619 Harrison Street. But I think there are two entrances to the door with those three numbers, either 619 or 615. I don't know.
Okay, so with that knowledge in mind, do I tell them the same one as Stephen Crouch? That way they don't get all or whatever it is.
I tried that, and I did look up my ride thing to tell them 619 Harrison Street. The MTA transfer station located on 619 Harrison Street.
You tried what? I'm looking.
I logged into the system and, I logged into the system to make sure that it was in, but the closest thing that Yorad could enter was 619 Harrison Street, so yeah.
That's what DeMonte's found. He found 615, I guess, from then the group chat, the group chat text. Sorry. Yeah, I guess I'll just do just one night and I'll text him back or something like that. Sheila isn't answering.
Yeah, I called her three times. I left a voicemail explaining, hey, what's going on? The lady at one of the phone desks got confused, and so yeah, there was no Northrop Abrams Transportation Center. How you're but the closest one that the lady could find was 619 Harrison Street. But I think there are 615 and 619. I can't be sure of it until I find that out for myself.
Right. So, okay, thank you. So I guess I'll say 619 Harrison Street to keep them from having a breakdown or whatever they have.
Yeah, because it took the lady and I probably probably over 3 minutes. It's a find what they could have found, but yeah, it took them a while to find an address, but yes.
All right. Well, I'll try that. So you said 7 o'clock, right? It's going at 7 o'clock? What time did you do?
I said to be there by 5 o'clock, no later than 5 o'clock, and my pickup time was 7 o'clock.
Okay, I'll probably do something like be there no later at 4:45 and then pick up at 7:15 just to give them breathing room or wiggle room, whatever it is.
Yeah, I get that, yeah, and then my grandpa's taking me, and then my grandpa's taking me over to 103.9 The Fox tomorrow, to the radio station tomorrow. He's going to meet up with me around 7 o'clock tomorrow morning to take me to the radio station, so that way DeMonte and I can have some wiggle room 15 minutes before we go on the air, so yeah.
Okay, so what, can you, let me ask you like this, can you listen to that on your Echo?
Can I listen to what on the Echo?
The station that you're doing, the station that you're going to be on, the radio station.
Hang on a minute, let me find that out. WSDS 979 on standby.
One, two, three, check.
WSDG 68, you're loud and clear.
Thank you, sir. WSYT 676.
That's a lot of feedback in there. WSDS 979, are you still on standby?
I'm still on standby.
WSDS
8 on standby. Up on 15.
WSDS 979, I'm going to be back, so to WSDS 68.
John, you will not believe this. WSDS 979 to WFDE 688. You will not believe this. What? Not only you can play 103.9 The Fox on TuneIn, but I just heard our PSA commercial over the air.
Whoa, did you record it? Did you record it?
Oh, dude, I didn't see that one coming. No, but they did talk about the summer picnic. Oh, my, dude, I could not catch that in time.
How was it? Hey, Steve?
Yes.
How was it? Did they do a good job?
Yes, they did do a good job. Yeah, I was sort of busy putting stuff in my bag when the Fox aired the commercial. Yes, they did a really good job. I wish I had the file. But they aired the PSA all right.
Can you give me the station again?
103.9 The Fox. Just tell your Echo device to play 103.9 The Fox on TuneIn. This is WSDS 979 to WSDE 688 again. So when you play the app through TuneIn, it'll play like one or two advertisements from TuneIn. So just a heads up.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it would work. Sweet. Are you going to bring your radio in a backpack, or are you going to just clip it on your belt? How are you doing it?
I think I'm just going to clip it on my belt, so, yeah.
That's going to be a very long antenna.
It is. I'm just gonna clip it on my belt probably.
Whatever floats your boat.
Exactly, man. I cannot believe I just stumbled on that PSA.
No, that's awesome. Echo? What's the time? Okay, 11:58 a.m., just so you know.
What was that again? The thing was interfering. What?
Oh, it's 11:58 a.m., just to let you know.
Yep, pretty much I'm aware of that. It's almost 12 noon. So, yep, I'm not sure what you're going to do or if you're going to get ready to go, but, yeah.
No, I thought I'd come there in pajamas. I'm just going to put this in my backpack.
Okay, then if you're going to get all set and prepared up, I'll let you go. Just give me updates on if you're getting on the E-Ride or not. I'll let you go. WSDS 979 clear.
Okay, sounds good. Alright guys, take care, and see you in a bit. WSDE 688 clear.
WRXG 764, what PSA is that?
Hi, this is WSDS 979. It's a public service announcement for 103.9 The Fox. We're having the National Federation of the Blind of Michigan's Flint Genesee chapter is hosting a
our annual picnic there at Union City Field on Torrey Road.
Oh, okay, thank you. WRXG 764.
Yeah, you're welcome. WSCS 979 clear.
WSAI 620, testing, is my radio working?
The radio is working fine, WRVG 829.
Copy that, thank you, sir. Great day, WFAI 620, clear.
Thanks, and same to you, WRVGA tonight. There goes the neighborhood.
WRUC 924, how do you copy?
Let me hear it again. I have my volume down.
UZ 924, test, test, test.
Good copy.
Okay, audio sounds good then. You don't have to mess with the settings. WRUZ 924 test.
This is WRUZ 552. Hear you loud and clear.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate the response. WRUZ 924, clear.
Copy that, 924, WRTZ 552, clear. WSR. WSBY 676 to WRZB 690.
WRZP 544, northbound out of Gaylord. We're monitoring.
Lewis out of Gaylord, WIEG 48.
Afternoon, Jack. Just left the doctor's office in Gaylord and headed back to the home 20. Roger.
Roger, Bob. Sounding good. Have a good day. I hope everything's good. Looks good. WIEG 48.
My neck that opened up the incision from surgery. Doctor packed it and sealed it up, so I'll see him in a few weeks. But all systems go, Jack. Pleasure as always having you in my receives. Take care. 73 WRZB 544. Clear the channel and monitor.
WSBY 676 to WRZZ 690 in Birch Run, Michigan. WSBY 676 to WRZZ 690 in Bergeron, Michigan. Okay, we on the handheld right now. Okay, we will be standing by and scare the world.
Just turn your back monitor and radio off.
Okay, I'll be rolling. I got about another hour and a half to go.
Another hour of your shitty audio.
Thank you, sir.
WSBI 783 to base.
This is WSBI 783 base. Go ahead.
I'm heading out. I'll let you know when I land. WSBI 783 mobile out.
Roger that. WSBI 783 base clear.
WSBY 676, Saginaw, Michigan.
WSBY 993, monitoring.
WSDS 979 to WSDE 688. Are you there? WSDS 979 clear. This is WSDS 979. Excuse me for that. But yes, you are absolutely loud and clear. I hope I'm coming out loud and clear as well.
You are. We're coming to your house right now.
Okay, good. Yeah, I had to swap out my and my Nagoya 771 antenna for the Ocean Stock antenna since that one is probably too big for my belt. I had to put that on the Nagoya antenna back in my bag that I'm bringing in, so I'll probably screw that back down at the library.
You're good. I didn't see how to position this radio, but yeah, I just wanted to tell you that we're coming right now on the yard. Anyhow, you obviously know that.
Nice. You know what? It's amazing how you and I can like just talk out of the blue out of radios. Cause yeah, that's amazing on your right. Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, good. Okay. I'll get off now, but just wanted to let you know, and I will see you soon. Yep. Okay. Anyway, I'll shut up. Okay. WSDE 688 clear.
All right, see you in a few seconds. WSDS 979 clear.
WS3Y 676 to WRB 690. I'm sorry, we're not on 7.
Leon 20. 23.
I'm keeping up with traffic too at 70 miles an hour.
WSDS 9792 WIUG 488. WSDS 979 clear.
WR VB 690. Clear the frequency.
WSCI 783, mobile to base.
Yeah, this is base. Go ahead.
I'm about a half mile out from the center road exit.
Okay, 10-4. Let me know when you get closer to Clyde. We'll see if we can still connect. WSCI 783, base clear. Yeah, this is Ace. Go ahead.
Currently at Fawcett.
I'm sorry, come back with that.
Currently at Fawcett Road. You're coming in.
Yeah, you're getting a little weak. Are you near Clyde Road at all? CI 783 mobile, you still there?
I'm still here.
Are you at Clyde Road?
I'm on Old 23 by Aunt Nancy's. Clyde Road, 1 mile.
WSDS 979 to WSDE 6. Ow. WSDS 979 to WSDE 439.
WSCI 783, mobile to base.
Yep, this is base. Go ahead.
Just crossed Clyde Road.
All right, 10-4. Try to do a radio check with me when you hit your sister's house. WSCI 783, base, clear. WSDS 979 monitoring. WSDS 979 radio check.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, sir. I have you, Lima Charlie.
Well, thank you so much. I'm just traveling. I'm using the Flint repeater, just traveling to my local library to do a podcast. I'm actually mobile right now. Using my Ocean 805G with the stock antenna.
Sir, that radio and setup is doing you proud. Modulation is great. Signal is great. Very little background noise. And you travel safe to your podcast and enjoy the rest of your day. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, clear and monitoring on your final, sir.
Thank you very much. You have a good day yourself. WSDS 979 clears. WSCI 783 to mobile. You still there? WSCI 783, Monty.
What's the Sam Charlie Zebra 810 with that?
WSBS 311, how am I hitting the repeater?
You're hitting it
just fine.
The guy's
ET 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, sir. You're hitting it just fine, and I'm receiving you, Lima Charlie, here. Over. So awesome. Thanks for the comeback. WSBS 311. WSBS 311, WRZP 544, clear the network and monitor.
WRVG 829 monitoring.
WSBS 311 from WRCY 565. Were you looking for me shortly before 9 o'clock on Saturday night, sir?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I don't remember day and time, but that sounds about right. I was up on Lake Orion and just seeing if I could reach down there to the, over to the repeater. But, yes, we still need to get together. What I'm doing now is I've got a set of radios for a buddy of mine, and I've just kind of programmed it for the repeater and showing him that, yeah, he can talk around the world almost, well, at least in our local area. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I apologize for not getting back to you, but I was in a situation where I could not get back to you at that moment, and just got caught up in it, and after my radio shut down at 9 o'clock, I forgot to even try the next day, so, yeah, I knew I was going to call you just in about another hour or so to see if you wanted to talk about anything, but again, just like I said, give me a day or two notice, and I can probably work out something for you. Except the weekend of the 27th and 28th, I will be busy with my 50th high school reunion stuff. So it's coming up in September, and I'm part of the committee. Even though I don't want to be a part of the committee, I somehow got roped into being part of the committee. So yeah, but yeah, everything's good on this end, and I do have my new 2 meter, 70 centimeter HT from Wuxon. That's an identical twin to the Wuxon I'm talking on.
Very nice. I look forward to seeing that radio as well. It's funny you said the 50-year anniversary. I'm supposed to be going to mine, but I'm not wild about it myself. Went to Mount Clemens High, but I'm still on the fence for it. But hey, I'm going to give you a shout a little bit later and figure out. I know I'm out of town all day tomorrow, but you know maybe even whatever Thursday, Friday, something like that. But I'll give you a shout a little bit later and we can chat.
Okay, not a problem. Yeah, you really, if you take the antennas off, you can't tell them apart unless you read the fine print there next to the exit button. It says, you know, KGUV9GX versus PX. That's the only way you can tell them apart. And, of course, the antennas, both Nagoyas, are slightly different in length. But, yeah, I haven't even programmed that radio yet. Taking my test on August the 6th, and then I'll get that approval. And between then and the time I get my call sign, I'll start working on programming that radio. I've got the radio, I got the software, got the Nagoya, got everything but the ticket. So it's just sitting in the charger and through the initializing of the battery and such. But I can't wait to get it fired up.
Yeah, man, that's pretty exciting for sure. In fact, I just put the one radio down that we're setting up for my buddy here and using my Wuxon, but the 935. No, I'm sorry. I'm using the 9X or whatever the heck it is, the Metier's UV9GX. Can you tell any difference?
Well, I am on my KGUV9GX. Boya antenna, and I'm talking through the Detroit repeater 13 miles north because I hit that repeater better than I hit Mount Clemens, but yeah, I mean, I can't tell any difference, and I think we had this conversation before when you did a radio switch or an antenna switch. Yeah, you're solid into the Macomb repeater, and that's what's important, so yeah, no issues on my end with what you're running.
Awesome. Yeah, even these things right out of the box. Not this one, not the Wuxon. I have one of these little smiley antennas on here, but the ones that my buddy got here are those little Kid Radio H3s, and they're cute little radios, and they get out there. It's a good starter radio for sure. And, yeah, you can't beat it, and that's hitting the repeater as well with the stock little antenna on it. so far, so good. He's just getting started, so he's got an adventure ahead of him.
Well, coming from a guy that's Motorola spoiled rotten, I found this Wuxon to be a great auxiliary backup radio, and now I'm hearing a lot of chatter on the airwaves about these kid radios, and I'm hearing a lot of people that have them. I have a guy that's out near with the Wixom Novi area, and he's got a, I don't remember the watts, but I know it's above 5 watts, maybe it's 8 watts. And he has to get just inside, I think it's Telegraph to hit Macomb, but he hits Troy a little bit sooner. So, yeah, I don't know why. I heard him on the radio the other day, but like I said, I had a busy weekend and I didn't get a chance to get back to him. But, yeah, there's these kid radios, Anytones, and Wolfsons are quite popular, and I'm only hearing good things about them. And I can only vouch for two of them. That being the Wuxon and Anytones. Kid radios are a little new, but I'm hearing them gain some popularity.
You know, that's why I was recommending these for a starter. I mean, these were, for a pair of these H3s, $55. You know, you just can't beat it. Just to get your feet wet, learn, you know, program. And these are all Bluetooth programmable as well. That kind of simplifies things. I have the H8s as well. This is how I educate myself. I just have to keep moving through a few different radios and understand. I have no regrets on any of them. So if anyone ever needs to borrow radios, I might have a few available. But, yeah, they're cool little radios for sure, the kids. But once you get your hands on these Wuxons, yeah, it's a whole nother level, and no regrets there either.
Well, one thing I found with the ham version of this radio that you and I are talking on, they're identical to the menus, so learning it is going to be a piece of cake. I have not installed it. When I bought the radio, I bought the actual software for that particular radio because they're similar but not the same, obviously, because of the frequencies. But you could do some more with that PX model, like some locking things maybe. Maybe not, I don't know. It's a possibility, and I mean, it's a radio that has multiple capabilities. And yeah, who knows? But I'm just saying, I felt that it was equal move to have two radios that are operating on the same menus. You know, when you go through the menus, they're identical. So ease of use is a priority to an old man like me.
Right on. Got to be. Yes, I know we talked about it before. That was my only complaint. I'm slowly getting accustomed to it, is the screen brightness. And I know that's been beaten to death. Once you accept it, it's cool. I love the dual receivers, dual scanning, all of that. But yeah, they're great radios for sure.
Well, right now it's overcast here in Madison Heights, and there's a light sprinkle coming down. And I'm sitting in natural lighting in a semi-dark living room, and this screen could be read perfectly well, and I'm running the white-on-black screen. It's the only screen I use. It helps with my eye issues as well. I can't really read black-on-white anymore, even on my computer screen. I got to dial it down since I had this eye surgery done, because whites are so much brighter now. So things are being, you know, like on computer screens, I have to tone it down. I had to turn my phone down. The brightness on that, because my eyes are extremely light sensitive now.
Kind of expecting Wuxon to maybe someday update their screen, you know, in the UV9 there. And if they put the same thing as in this 935G, I mean, this thing is so nice, different, you know, schemes you can use. It's bright, plenty bright. But it's all good. Just make it work somehow.
And wait for the Detroit repeater PSA there. Now your 935, I believe, comes in a plus version. There's the 935, and then there's the 935 plus. Which model do you have? Because I believe the plus has like the features of our radios that we're talking on, tighter knobs and different screen settings as well.
Yeah, correct. This is the plus. In fact, I swapped over to that while we were talking, so this is the KG935 plus. Yeah, it does a lot of stuff. Like you say, the tighter knobs, it's a great radio. It's a little beefier, you know, than the other, for sure. It's a whole different feel in your hand. I prefer the other as far as the feel of it, you know, 9GX. But they both have pros and cons, like everything else, I guess.
Yeah, copy that. I've not actually held any other Wuxian but the two that I have in the SHTF line, you know, KGUV9, blah, 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 blah. But like I said, I mean, I listen to what other people are saying, and I listen to what other people are using, and I do my research, and if you get these people that are coming in and they're looking for a nice radio to start with, I will recommend a Wuxian 905 or 935. I mean, these new are like, what, 250 with a smiley antenna on them? I bought my new HT when it was on sale, and I got it for less than 250 overall. And then I had to buy the other antenna for it because I did not buy the smiley for it. So I'm still a little discouraged by smiley. It's just, you know, for it to, in a sense, melt and the rubber start to melt. And I found that the base of it was getting hot. After long key-ups, it kind of concerned me. Now, with these Wuxians and as how heavy is the mounting system on it, I don't feel any heat or warmth off of these things at all. So it takes a little bit of experimentation, but yeah, I'm starting to hear some good things about other radios besides Wuxian, be it the Anytones or the TIG radios.
You know, I will add that on the 935, that one setting, which is the channel wizard, they call it, it is pretty sweet. It just makes programming it. If you're just on the fly, suddenly you want to program with something, it's so simple. Even someone as simple-minded as I am, you can do it. It's very intuitive. That should be a standard feature on all radios. The channel wizard, it's great. And it's, I want to say, you know, when you fire the radio up, you're on whatever, menu 0 or 1, whatever, it's 2 backwards, and you're to the channel wizard, which is a great place to locate it. You don't have to remember the number or go chasing it, whatever. That's a good feature. I will be doing that kind of thing on more radios in the future. But I was going to say, too, price-wise, yeah, these things are more reasonable now. My 935, I got it. They had a little sale going. I paid $1.35 for it. I was very happy with that. And even with the 9GX, I think that was $169 maybe. So they're coming down. Yeah, granted, the smiley antenna, but I probably wouldn't redo or do that again. It's an additional $20 or something that you don't really have to spend, or $25, whatever. They're okay, but I probably wouldn't buy any more of those.
WRC Wi-Fi 65 for identification. Yeah, I even told Mark Lindsay, the proprietor of Better Safer Radios there, how I felt about what was going on, and it was just the fact that he didn't offer to replace it or anything, and, you know, and enough arm twisting and promotion from Jack to at least, you know, give these Nagoyas a try. And when I got the Nagoya for this particular radio, and the moment I put it on, the reception quality was already better than what that smiley antenna was. I was sold. I didn't even key up yet, because I waited until the end of the day when Sean got off work, because I know he'd give me a straightforward answer on how it sounded. But just listening, you could tell a difference. So when I got the matching radio for amateur radio, I just bought the identical one, KG-701G. Hang on a second. Yeah, 701G. They both say the same number, but the antenna links are obviously different by a couple of inches. 5 and I think 7.5 inches. But the writing is on there, so in case I screw it up, I'll know which one. Which one goes on which radio.
Those are great antennas, yeah, for sure. I use those as well. Okay, I'm going to jump off of here and get back to programming some radios. So I will give you a shout a little bit later and figure out what day we can hook up. I figure I'll come your way because I've got time on my hands. Let me ask you this: what's the normal protocol? Exchange emails, or what's the deal there to get location?
Well, you can run mine, because this is public knowledge for any licensed GMRS operator. You just got to go on my GMRS.com, type in my GMRS call sign, and it'll give you my address. It should be quite accurate.
That's right. I did know that. Okay, that's what we'll do. All right, I'll give you a shout a little bit later, and we'll figure out a time and day. How's that sound?
WSDH-380, monitoring.
Yeah, okay, everything sounds good, and like I say, I'll be up until about 9 o'clock, because at 9 o'clock I kind of generally shut all my radios down for the night, and I kind of like start to die out by then. My radio's actually lost. The batteries in my radio sometimes last longer than my personal battery, so to speak. So, I'll hang around. I'll try to hang around until about 9:30. All right, have a good night, or have a good afternoon, and roads are a little wet out there. Nothing heavy over here, but you have to go out, be careful. WRCY 565, we're clearing the channel, and after your final, we'll let that gentleman that was monitoring chime in.
Yep, sounds good. Okay, I'll talk to you later. WSBS 311, clear.
WSDH 380, Hazel Park. I had a question for the gentleman who was about to take his TET test.
WRCY 565, first question is free. After that, I start charging. Go ahead, sir.
I was wondering where you take that test at.
I am currently studying for my tech exam, and the next one in this area, I think you said maybe Hazel Park, happens to be in Hazel Park in the city of Oak Park on Tuesday, August the 6th at 7 p.m. at the Oak Park Community Center. And that's the only part of the address I remember off the top of my head.
Well, thank you for the info. I've had this license for about a month and a half, and I've been studying for the tech. I took a couple of test exams on, I forget the name of the program, but I scored really well on them. So I'm thinking about taking a shot at the tech class.
For another PSA message. I've been studying for about a month and a half now as well, first month, I just did the lessons over and over and over with air pop quizzes. Since the start of this month, I've been taking the actual exam tests that they ask you to take. I've taken well over 100 of those practice exams, and I'm like between 95 and 100, so I'll probably miss maybe one or two questions. But, I'm using Ham Radio Prep as my online programming, to do this. And then I have the ARRL checkbook, Technician's License Handbook study guide that I received from another radio operator.
Copy that. I also have the ARRL handbook. And I actually think I found a couple of mistakes in that book.
The RVG 829.
Hang on, 829, I'll let you go after me. I'm not aware of any errors, and I'm not knowledgeable enough to give you an honest answer about that, because this is all new to me on the ham side, so I'm not going to comment on that. 829, go ahead, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to chime in and tell you guys, if you're studying for ham exams, it would probably behoove you to find a ham radio club and work with them, because usually the ham radio clubs are the ones that put the exams on. Plus, you'll get a lot of support from like-minded people. I'm a general class ham right now. I use the ham radio exam, the ham exam prep, I think it was, the website for the general. For the technician class, I just studied on my own and took practice tests. But either way you go, the support that you'll get from having a club membership is, it's so cheap. It's like $20 a year. And it's totally worth your money and your time.
That other station, go ahead.
Well, thank you for the observations and the instructions, and I will certainly take that into consideration. This is WSDH 380, standing by.
Is this George? 829, standing by. I think I covered you, 829. Is this George?
829, I'm Jeff. Who's this?
Ah, my bad. I meant Jeff from the Troy Repeater and Sterling Heights CERT program.
Oh, hi, Don. How are you today?
Well, nah, I got that right. I guess I'm winner, winner, chicken dinner. But when you got a spreadsheet with as many people as I have, it's hard to keep everything straight. But, a lot of the guys that I have breakfast with on Saturday mornings have been twisting my arm, and I've been getting a lot of support from them. And me living in Madison Heights and Hazel Park being a neighboring city of mine, I will most likely look at their radio club because it is local for me. And I've already talked to the owner or to the director or the leader of that group. And he mentioned it to me, and I said, we'll talk about it further once I pass the exam. And it looks like I should pass it, but no problem. As far as the general, great. My timeout light was flashing. They're asking, some of the guys are telling me, just take it. And I said, no, I've already done a few tests on it. And I scored passable scores, but I went back and I kind of sort of cheated. You know, I failed the first time, the question pool, and then I went back over the answers that I missed and got them right and scored enough to do it. But it's a whole different line of thinking right now. So I want to get the tech out of the way, and then take a little break, and before the end of the year, start doing, working on the general and that may be the extra, but at least to the general. But it's the guys that I have breakfast with, and one that we recently had passed away. And I'm actually doing it because he was the biggest help, and I'm kind of doing it in his honor.
Yeah, I copy that. Now, when you go to take your technician class exam, assuming that you pass it, you're going to be offered a free opportunity to take the general. There's absolutely nothing wrong with taking it and failing it. Do it anyway, just to get the experience of taking it. And who knows, you might pass. It only takes a few minutes to go through it, so it's worth a try.
That must be to the perfect letter T, right off of a cue card, because every person that's told me as you take your technician, it's free and blah, blah. I mean, you read it right off the textbook. And, I mean, word for word, and I'm sitting here just laughing, but I may still just pass on it because I just want to get through this part of it. It's been a long, hard year for me so far. If it's not one thing, it's another, and I'm still doing paperwork out in my mother's estate with my sister because we lost my mom back in December. But it's not an excuse, it's just a fact, and that's been taking a lot of my time. But like I said, of the group of people that I have breakfast with, nearly 90% of the group that shows up are actual ham operators, including Sean, including Mike, including Dave up there on the Troy side. Of the network here have all been very supportive and very helpful. Even if it's little tidbits of information, it's greatly appreciated, and I do thank you for your input.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I took the next level up test both times. I tested for, you know, my technician as well as my general, and I bombed them both, but, you know, it still didn't hurt too much. I'm sure that it's common advice, and probably a bit presumptuous of me to think that you hadn't heard it already, but it sounds like you're really prepared. You might be a little bit over-prepared. I personally kind of take the attitude towards it that if I'm doing well enough to pass, then I'm probably well enough prepared. I don't need to be banging out 100% on every practice exam that I take, but... you know, I also completely understand you wanting to sort of segment it off and partition it off and do good and competent with, you know, one test set of questions and answers. That's a completely reasonable approach. There's nothing wrong with that. So, anywho, wish you best of luck. Hope you take it soon, and hope to hear you on the air. Over.
Again, I appreciate the support from everybody I've, you know, heard from in the amateur ham community. The support I'm getting from this is very, a bit overwhelming. I mean, everybody's just, you know, if you have any problems, if you have any questions, if you're stuck on something, I'd be willing to give you some advice or help you talk it out or give you, one guy told me, he says, just look for a key word to remember something, and that's helped me a lot. I remember during the practice test, inductance and capacitance were two words I just couldn't get a grasp on, and I kept getting those questions wrong. And it was frustrating, but I got it figured out. Now I know the key words or the key phrases to look for. And being 68, almost 68, my brain's not as sharp as it used to be. So, anybody out there who's listening to this conversation across the network, has offered me advice or tips or guidance, I truly appreciate it. It's a whole new family for me, and I'm not going to get sentimental here, but it's because I have another family in this world of ours, and I appreciate all of them too. So, all right, I will let you go. Thank you for your time and your input. I am going to figure out what I'm going to have for dinner. Break for a second. Yeah, I had a timeout and wait for the PSA. So on after your final, I am good to go. WRCY 565, we are clear for now.
John, you don't sound a day over 45, so you could have fooled me. Anyway, have a great day, and I'll talk to you later, I'm sure. WRBG 829 monitoring.
Okay, I'm done laughing. Not a day over 45, but with a body of a 95, let's just say, because my mobility sucks. All right. Come here, CY. 565.
Keep banging away. You'll get it. Appreciate the conversation again. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. We are monitored.
WSDH 380. I'll turn 81 in 2 days.
Well, that's two congratulations. One, for going around the world one more time, and also going after your check license. I applaud you both. You have a great day, sir. And Bob, I accidentally stepped on you, Bob up in Sheboygan, and I apologize for that. So, I'm going to go figure out what I'm going to have for dinner. Probably pizza. WRCY 565. Great day, everybody. Is anybody there?
There's somebody here.
And you may have cut off the first part of your transmission. All right, is my signal better? How is it now? The signal. I don't know if you may have chopped off the open part of your radio transmission there. You may have used your call sign, for example, like WRCY 565. Is anybody out there? Because it sounded like you came over just this time. This is WRCY 565. We're clear of the channel. I'm going to go find dinner.
SDC 647, this is WRBG 829. USCC 647, this is WRBG 829. WRBG 829
monitoring. QA 42
Station 983, WIUG, grade 8, copy. WSDS 979, copy, you are loud and clear. WIUG 488.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to reach you on station AL. Well, you're sounding good. And where you at now? I'm over here at Rochester Hills.
Yeah, I'm at the Flint Public Library. Yeah, I'm sorry, the Genesee District Library. I just got done doing a podcast about the an organization here about their picnic, and so yeah. I do have my my Ocean 805G radio with the stock antenna screwed on, so Yeah, I'm talking to you, Jack.
You're the member of that Flint club out that way?
No, I'm not sure. No, I was just, I am just at the public library, the Genesee District Library, I'm sorry, to do a podcast upon an organization named the National Federation of the Blind of Michigan's Flint Genesee Chapter about their picnic, and so I was just doing a podcast, a promotional podcast.
Well, you're sounding good, and I like to write down what is your call sign again, so I can write it down. My name is Jack, by the way, and I will be here to Rochester Hills, which is was raining a few minutes ago, but now stopped.
Oh, yes, and by the way, my name is Steven, and my call sign is WSB, with the Sierra Delta Sugar 979. And once again, my name is Steven, and my friend is WSDE688. His name is Sean. He's my friend that you've been talking to, so yeah.
Hi there, Steven. Good talking to you, and good to hear from you. WIAG, Brady, clear.
Yeah, it has been a pleasure talking to you. You take care of yourself, and may you have a blessed day. WSDS 979, clear.
Yes. This is WSDY. 842 coming out of Owosso, Michigan, headed to Clio.
Break. WRX 401. Hey there, Owosso, Michigan. Can you copy?
You guys doubled with Steven. Breaker, go ahead, Steven, catch you on one rotation. We'll start a round table. So go ahead, call in Owosso.
Yeah, WRX T401 to Owosso. Do you get a copy on this radio?
Sure do. I wonder if you're still doubling with somebody or you a verbal. What's the location?
I'm in Detroit, Michigan, over here on Grand River and Southfield Freeway. I'll copy.
Got you loud and clear, go ahead. And then we got Steven out there. Send it up there, Steven.
Awesome, WRX 401 over. Thank you very much for that radio check, Owosso. I appreciate that.
Sir, still there, Steven. This is Travis out in Owosso. Eastbound and down. WRX 24. I got to say this down there in Detroit. You do have something on your signal. I don't know if you're on a mobile or if you're on a handheld, but I hear some warble in your audio, and I have good belief that there's no double. So I think Steven must have turned off the code check and left the sideline.
WRC, you're 224. I just wanted to check it out, see how far I was getting out there.
Yeah, the warble that you're hearing is a common interference that occurs on the Detroit repeater, WRUX 245.
reminds me of the 147380, the Great 38 and the Great Michigan repeater on top of the CK105 transmitter tower. Once in a while, when you unkey, you can hear the radio station and the... Yeah. It is just, it's some sort of intermittent interference that comes and goes. It's not there all the time. Say, in the Flint region, what would you say is still available for repeater GMRS pairs?
That I wouldn't really know. I'm over here in East Point, so I'm coming through on the Macomb, so I'm not too familiar with that area. I do know that the MIA does have the one out there that you can get on, which obviously you're on. But other than that, yeah, I'm not sure. I really haven't looked into that area.
Putting one up either in the town of Wausau or putting one up in Flint Township to link up with another system. But Wausau, I put it on the roof of the building and get it up about 75 feet.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're definitely making it in, doing really good. Real good sound and signal.
I'm on a 20-watt mobile right now in my cab of my truck. I'm hauling available people at the moment. I'm trying to get to Clio. Trying to get to Clio before 5 o'clock. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I'd say good luck there. But, yeah, I'm on a 50-watt, got it set up as a base, but it is a mobile radio. And right now I'm only pushing 5 watts out of it.
To find my, I don't know what happened. I had Motorola CPS software to program my CDM 12, I think it was 1225 or 1250 mobile radio. But I want to put that in the truck instead of this Chinese QYT 8900. This thing's a little goofy.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with that that radio, but haven't really heard too many people complaining about it, that's for sure.
This in another truck for ham radio use for a long time. I've had this radio for 8 years. And I just think the other truck was 24 volt. And I kind of think when it was left on, when I'd start the truck, it would give the battery a little extra woo over the 14 line. I think it made the radio weird.
Yeah, that would make sense. I could imagine that would definitely do something there. But, yeah, you're sounding good on that radio. It's definitely doing great, especially since you're driving. You know, it's just coming in really good. No picketing or anything like that.
Emma's up here quite a ways. It's probably, I don't know, typically antenna's probably close to 12 foot.
Yeah, that's nice. I've just, myself, I've got a little magnet mount for the vehicle. That's all I use. And then, you know, it does me well for what I need it for.
I'm a driller. I stick an NMO on everything. I almost never resell my trucks. They usually run till they're scrapped. I had one of my Pride and Joy run away on me yesterday. It shot smoke and fire out the stack, burnt the paint right off the stack, and then it blew the head gasket right out of the engine, and then finalized the deal by scattering itself internally.
Yeah, that's not good at all. I would say that one there is definitely DOA.
I got a lot of resellable parts on it, though. I'm not upset that it blew up. It's just, it's very inconvenient that it blew up. So it was old, you know. It had a white Hercules 8-liter six cylinder, and I imagine when I pull the heads off, it's going to be it's inline six, so I imagine I'm going to have some melted pistons. But I gotta say, I have not seen a head gasket shut out of an engine in a while.
Yeah, personally, I've never actually seen anything quite like that either. But, yeah, hopefully everything works out for you there. And I've got a few things here I have to do in the yard, so I'm going to have to let you go here. And it's definitely nice talking to you. My name here is Jim, and I'm in East Point. And the call sign is WRUX245. So, yeah, I will listen in to your final. And with that, I would say I'm clear on your final, WRUX245.
Yeah, it looks like God's water is starting today, so if it hasn't messed, I'm going to pull into a storm out here on 21. Just getting into Flint Township. So take care out there. This is Travis, WSCY842, and he's bound and down.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. I just want to throw one little thing in there. Yeah, the rain came through here. It didn't last very long, so hopefully you don't have to deal with too much of it. WRUX 245, clear.
You out still? Just out there, Jack.
Done.
WRT 824
mobile.
This is WSCY 842. Travis out here, mobile, Flint Township, northbound.
How's it going, Travis? Name here is Ray. I'm mobile in Royal Oak currently. I'll be up your way tomorrow. I'll be working up in Flint tomorrow, so I'll probably be on that repeater.
Yeah, what's going on up there, you say?
Yeah, I work 2 days a week up in Flint, and then the other days I'm down in Centerline.
Yeah, I used to go down the center line myself. I haven't been downstate in a while. I spend my days toiling between Flint Township, Ohio, and Owosso, with the occasional stretch of the leg out to St. John's, Ovid, Elsie.
Alright. Yeah, I drive pretty much all day for work, so I get around. So you said you live in Owosso. Are you an amateur radio operator as well? I heard you saying you're going to put up a GMRS repeater up there somewhere.
I live in Flint Township. Be putting a repeater up in the Owosso at my office, up on the roof of the building. And I got a structure already up there. My intention is to do it there. Might put one in Flint Township, I don't know. What do you got for a mobile? And yeah, I am a ham operator too.
Okay, because I had a guy up that way tuned a duplexer for me, and I lost his information. I wanted to get a hold of him again to have him look at my repeater a little bit more before I put it on the air. I want to know what kind of power it's putting out and what the receive sensitivity is on it. Yeah, I'm running a MD-70-2i. Went out about 47 watts, and then it's a 6 dB gain whip on top of the roof.
Fellow's name.
I don't remember. I'd have to probably dig farther down into my emails to see if I still have his information.
Take it out to him to get it tuned.
Yeah, he tuned up my duplexer, but I wanted to see if he would look at the receive and the output power.
If you took it to Bancroft, I know who it was.
No, it was up in, I want to say it was Owasso or somewhere up there. Maybe Clio. Might have been Clio, actually, now that I think about it.
Got me on Clio. I don't know much about Clio. I know quite a few people. I know a few people who do duplexers. I can tune duplexers. I just got an analyzer. I haven't done it in a very long time, but that was my intention on buying an analyzer to get a set of duplexers going, and I'm considering building something for 6 meters.
Yeah, I've got a Vertex 7000U at home, and she's got the duplexer tuned perfectly, but I never had the output looked at, because I know that you're not supposed to run at full 50 watts, so I don't know what it's doing. I don't have a dummy load in a voltmeter.
Well, I got most of that stuff. I don't know when I would have time to mess with it, though.
So is there a separate tuning procedure for the receive sensitivity, or is that mostly based on the duplexer?
Dad, I've had an imbecile cut me off, and I just trying to avoid getting my fuel tank hit. What was that?
I was just wondering if I even have to have the sensitivity looked at. Isn't that mostly based on the duplexer as far as sensitivity?
Sensitivity would be rejection differential for between your two frequencies, your receive. How many dBs you're going to get away down from your receive and transmit frequency, the differential. And sensitivity would be on your receiver's preamp side, but if your duplexer isn't doing the work and you got too much power coming out of it, you've got to have a much wider, a higher dB gap between the two.
Alright, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that's kind of why I went here and looked at it before I put it up. I've had it off and on, playing around with it here and there. It's nothing high profile, it's just at my house.
A42, identification. What is the duplexer? Is that a black Chinese flat pack?
Yeah, it's just a built-in onboard duplexer. built into the repeater. It's just a desktop repeater.
Is that Vertex?
Yep, 7000. I've got the programming software. That's the mistake I made when I got it. Everything was tuned up perfect and everything, but I didn't realize when I went to download from the repeater, it actually uploaded to it because there's something backwards in their software. So everything went back to factory settings. So all I've got programmed is this frequency pair right now.
That's interesting. It uploads at the same time. Now, my experience is mostly all Motorola, and I haven't tried programming one of them little flat packs, but I'm imagining, unless you've got, well, I don't even know what that Vertex looks like. A UHF can handle a substantial piece of power, usually look like a short 2-liter pop bottles.
No, mine's just a little flat one that goes right inside the repeater.
I wouldn't know what wattage those would be. I know that the Chinesium flat packs, you don't get but 30 watts out of them because of the fact that you got to give up something. It's physics. You don't have space for that frequency to move itself around in that chamber. And you had the larger hole size, like a set of decibel or something, then you could get yourself higher power. I think decibels, they're about $1,000 for a set that'll do couple hundred watts, but you can't do a couple hundred watts on GMRS anyway.
WRQ224. Yeah, it's a stock Vertex duplexer. It's rated at 50 watts, but people have told me not to run them right at 50 watts. I lost you on that one.
We had somebody coming in to answer or ask a question. Background noise on this thing. I got my cab window down, and I'm pushing 70 miles an hour out here on Interstate 75.
You driving a rig?
Yeah, my dump truck, my handy dandy. I whore myself out for whatever I can haul.
All right, well, I'm gonna jump out of here for a while. The traffic's getting kind of heavy here. Maybe I'll catch you guys sometime. WRQ224.
This is Travis, running northbound 75 WSEY
242 listening.
Come on out there. This is Travis, WSEY 42. Just got off at 57 on the mobile.
Hey, all right, Travis, good to meet you. Just getting the lay of the land up here. Just brought the family up for some camping over at Jellystone up here just north of Frankenmuth and seeing what repeaters are around and what's happening.
To the Flint site.
You know what? I'm not sure which one I'm on here. This is the Jellystone campground just north of Frankenmuth, so I'm not sure where this is located, I guess.
You're coming in very good. So I've looked down at my radio and tell you what frequency I'm on, but I'm currently navigating without injuring anybody. That sounds good. Jellystone up in Frankenmuth there. You probably could be that, or you could probably be coming in on the Bay City. I don't know.
Break with some information.
I didn't even look before I keyed this up. Is this one linked to a bunch of stuff?
Break with some information.
Okay, go ahead.
The gentleman driving the dump truck is currently on the Flint repeater, and the other gentleman that's traveling to camp is on the Mayville repeater. Mayville repeater is on the .550 frequency. Flint is on the 725 frequency.
Okay, good to know, good to know. I didn't know I'd end up finding a leak repeater system out here. Pretty neat. Any of you guys happen to be hams and know that side of the land as far as repeaters as well? WSBW 222.
Yeah, I'm a ham, but I don't remember what's still alive on the repeaters. I haven't had a ham radio in my truck, and then I got into GMRS, and I put a radio in my truck, but I don't got no ham radio frequencies in it.
Yeah, I got you.
Sir, identification. Well, I am WRCY565, and I am not currently an amateur radio operator. I am going to be doing that in a month.
Off for now.
The gentleman that's traveling, or is on the Mayville repeater. If you go to a website called
MIA, so maybe you'll be in the area, maybe you won't, but we'll talk again soon, Travis, and thank you to the gentleman with the extra information there.
Station with repeater information, send it again.
You're double keying on one another.
Okay.
Hey, WSBW 222, I'll be clear. I'll talk to you guys hopefully later in the week.
MI5 got CC BMR set up, WACMN.net for all the repeaters, BMR repeater Frankenmuth, and there's a analog repeater at the same site that you're on with the GMRS there, WACMN.net, and MI5.CC for the DMR stuff. WRGJ 629. WSCY Travis, WSCY 842. I am at my destination for now, and gotta get out of here. So, everybody have a fantastic evening, and have a lot of fun camping. Have some marshmallows and s'mores for me, and have a wonderful evening. Thanks for that repeater info, also. All right. Have a good evening, gentlemen. WSCY 842.
Good talking to you. WSBW 222. We'll be clear. I'll look up those DMR repeaters, too. See you soon.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bomb. We are monitoring from the LZ. Good evening, gentlemen. Enjoy your evening.
WSCI 783 mobile to base. Come in.
Base, go ahead.
It's raining here. I'm northbound, and I will let you know when I will be coming in. Out.
Okay, roger that. WSCI 783 base. Clear.
WSCI 783 mobile to home.
Yeah, go ahead.
50 miles per hour, northbound US 23.
Yeah, probably backed up because of the rain. Good luck with that.
Copy that. See you soon. WSCI 783 on standby.
CI 783 to mobile. Copy.
WRUG 488, WRNW 329. No copy on WR, no copy on Jack. WRNW 329, clear.
All right, Sam.
I just had a question for you on that harvest antenna. Is that a dual bander or is that GMRS only? I was looking at it online.
That's a GMRS, vertical and horizontal.
It's got the three horizontals coming off the bottom of it. Has those three horizontals, they're about maybe 6-8 inches long on the bottom.
That's where it is. One time I was with Don and he said he can use that on
was that 2 meter and 70 centimeter?
Okay. I got one here now, GMRS. It's not the Harvest, though. It's a HSY or something like that, 200 water. But I haven't checked the match on it. Maybe I can get the tuner on it. They might bring it into specs. I don't know.
It could be the HYS. It's the same thing, but this is one of the HYS. GMRS antenna too.
Okay, they basically look the same. I've talked on a 2 meter before, but I don't know. I've never checked the match on it to see where it was at. Maybe I'll have to put a meter on it. Maybe I can use it for the 2 meter and 73 centimeter too also. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll have to get the meter going.
I'm getting straight out of here. WIEG, please.
Okay, Jack. Talk to you later. WRNW 329.
WRCY 565 WSY 311.
565 here. Go ahead, 311.
This is interesting. So I'm calling you through the Detroit repeater. How are you reading me?
I am picking you up just fine. You want to switch to Troy? Maybe it might be better.
Yeah, we can try. I was trying to go through Mount Clemens, and I got nothing back from the repeater. Any idea if something's not working over there?
Let's switch to Troy.
Going for it.
WRCY 565 clear.
WRSC 901, still above one.
WRTX 930 monitoring.
Really familiar, this is WSBY 842.
Hey, 842, how's it going tonight?
WRTX544 in Shelby Township.
Township recognized. It's going pretty well ahead, Shelby Township.
Decent weather. Nice evening. Sitting outside.
Yeah, absolutely gorgeous. I'm sitting here having my cigar, enjoying the evening.
To jump back in the cab of my truck, fire off a cigar, and hit the highway.
Is that one of those victory cigars?
Victory
guys, I got to do my look around real fast. WSUI 842. Goodbye.
I was just watching that movie where after they win, they all smoke cigars, so I was thinking of you guys.
A cigar you got down there. I've got a great cigar that's having an entertainment position. Mine's an Oliva V. The non-Milano edition, the regular Oliva V, my favorite cigar. Grand Marnier, whatever with you. Nope, not one of those. Up here in Clio. Go ahead, Shelby. We're going to start a little round circle.
Well, I wasn't really partaking of the cigar. I'm just sitting out here with a cup of coffee, observing the weather.
Gentlemen, let's step out one more time.
This is Camp 80. Well, you said you're in Clio. I'm in Bertrand.
And that certainly answers the question about how you pronounce it, because I've driven by Clio on my way to Grayling for a long time, and I did have some questions.
The real question is how you would pronounce the city just to the west of it, of Clio, which is Montrose, or if you're from Montrose, you would say Mount Rose, as far as I know.
Garbage.
I just think of the Montrose Jazz Festival every time I drive by that one.
A long time ago, I dated a girl from Montrose, and she would say she was from Mount Rose. I have no idea what. That's always what she said.
People that say they're from Grand Blanc.
Well, I suppose if you're from there, you can say how it's pronounced, eh?
Travis up here, riding in the dump truck, is the same as usual. WSEY 842 in the mobile. And who we got down there smoking that there cigar?
WRTX 930 is smoking an Oliva V.
Township is how we do a round table.
WSCC 544 Shelby Township was not partaking of the cigar at this time. You know, maybe I should take take a trip out to the store. It's a handheld. I can talk on the way.
Idea. Just wondering what you were by name, as the handles are, or I should say the call signs are hard to remember somewhat.
WSGC544 is Bruce.
Nice to meet you, Bruce. My name is Travis. I'm headed to Flint Township, where I will be getting loaded up with Michelob Ultra.
Travis, I believe we spoke before, and you're going to load the dump truck with Michelob Ultra?
Passenger seat.
WRWS-53. Hey, Travis, you out there?
Doing, Todd? There, John. WS554.
Hey, got a question for you. In your shop, do you have any of those old school Chromebooks that they're selling on the internet, the refurbished ones?
I do.
Okay, nice to get us of those.
Mind give me? Special.
Didn't get a comeback on you.
Not make the repeater. I said I'm running specials. So, whatever you want to pay for it. I got some interesting stuff coming in Thursday. Good grief. I hate running empty. I got some Chrome computer cubes. They're Google Chrome education products. They're a lot more powerful than the average Chromebook. Where you went, Todd? Moving along. Well, Bruce, you getting rained on?
Currently, no. Fixing to get ready to go in the house anyway, so I'm going to be clear. WSGT 544 clear and out. I think that's how you say it.
Have a good evening, sir, and I'll kick it to you later, and we got our other brother out there who's enjoying a cigar. We got light rain up here in Clio.
Now, ours just quit. It was very light, just enough so I could claim I cut the grass and water it, so... You and everybody else enjoy their evening.
Out of anyways. Everybody just dropped dead at once there. I'll see you guys all later. Be monitoring here on the side. This is WSCY.
A42
going southbound 75.
Hey, Travis, this is Doc Back.
I'm going to kick you off. I said I was going to earlier, but then I didn't want to just be not sure of the etiquette yet, but I'm getting there. That's good, Travis.
Etiquette's just a simple thing. It's just basically when you got three or four people, more than two, you kind of start a round robin. And even if a guy doesn't got nothing to add to the conversation around robin, you leave the space, let him have a chat, or just say next. And here he goes around, everybody gets their assigned spot, or like you're sitting at a table. Because, you know, we can't cross talk. Go ahead, Todd.
Just switched radios. I've got a better antenna on this one. Hey, those old school computers, the Chromebooks, you said you got them in your shop. What do you get for one of those?
Really anything you want to pay me for one. I'd have to have somebody pull one off the shelf and look at it. But I got stuff coming in Thursday that are by Google for the education system there. Small computers, they're cubes that you can bolt to the back of a monitor.
I was looking for a little Chromebook to take on vacation with me, something that's real cheap to use to transfer files and maybe watch some YouTube.
HP Stream for $50.
I may stop out next week and look at one, so... all right, I'll talk to you later. Just sitting here monitoring the channel. WRWS 538 on the side.
Some reason or another, I thought I was talking to you earlier. There's a guy having a nice cigar, and I imagined it was you having your orange liqueur, enjoying the weather. But I'm southbound and down on 2375, so... soon I'll be done for the day. Pumpkins are coming in real good. They're nice and healthy starters. I need to get some volunteers to go up and put snow fence around the pumpkin patch.
Be safe. I'll talk to you later.
You take care. This is WSCY 842 on the road. Monitoring.
Hey, 842, you still there? WSAI 620.
There.
Okay, you were in the middle of a transmission and I lost you. I think the Mount Clemens repeater went down for whatever reason. Just seeing if you were still there, or if it was on your end or my end.
Still on the Flint repeater. Because I'm lazy and I haven't gotten out my laptop to program this radio correctly. But I gotta stop real quick. I'll be back in 5 minutes or less. Probably about three. I'll be out of the truck for a minute.
I apologize about that. I thought you were up there on the Flint. I didn't realize you were on the Mount Clemens. I apologize for that. Are you making this one all right, or do I need to turn it back on? Oh, sorry, if you're talking to me, I can make the Detroit all right from where I'm at. All right, yeah, like I said, I apologize. I thought you were on the Flint with the other gentleman, and I was trying to spare you the aggravation of the children down here. We got a lot of children on the Upper East Side, Seabeers, you know, just ain't got nothing better to do, so they get out here and try to make everybody's life miserable. So I thought I'd clear it up for you. I apologize. I did not realize you were on the Mount Clemens.
Not a problem. Yeah, I wasn't transmitting. I was just listening to what was going on. I'm making a trip up to Potbelly to grab some sandwiches for me and my wife, and I just didn't know what happened. All of a sudden, it got cut off. So it's no problem. Yeah, you can keep it down. No big deal to me. WSAI 620.
CYA42 back. What was up with the Mount Clemens system?
I had it disconnected and disabled. My apologies. I didn't know that the gentleman you were talking to was on the Mount Clemens. I mistakenly thought you guys were both on the Flint.
No harm, no foul. I mean, that's is what it is. You're one of the operators of this wonderful network. Just thanks a lot for having it up.
Yeah, everybody's been surprisingly decent here. Very few goofballs. I'm pretty impressed. So, you know, it's guys are having a good time with it. I like that. So, enjoy. And like I said, I'll pay more attention next time. Again, sorry. Should have probably looked.
Nice to have it, you know, and it's nice to hear from people. I mean, if we're ham operator to ham operator, I believe you are, these guys, a lot of them, they could probably use a net control night, a net night, where we call one and all to meet up and have a round table and teach them the how to communicate in a group and help them break down their awkwardness. You know, a lot of these guys just still got this because their buddy had it and there's no test. So it makes for great sense that if we could do something like throw a net out and let people enjoy a conversation of whatever topic they plan.
No, I think it'd be a great idea. As long as, you know, nobody feels pressured into, you know, you don't want to make it in the ham radio or anything like that. It is what it is. It's a different beast, and nobody should feel compelled to do that. If they want to pursue that, that's fine. But yeah, you're right. There's some there's some people that are clearly maybe looking for a little tidbits. You know, Don was always really good for that. Don would get out here and, you know, for all his just going over things over and over. He was very in depth, and people would. You know, they quickly, with Don, you know, you catch him in the night, at night talking to people, and he wouldn't have a problem going through the whole shooting match with a new guy, and he just did it yesterday with somebody else, and so God bless him, and we miss that, and nobody's really to pick up that torch with the etiquette and all that stuff, but anyhow, I'm going to go flip the other one back on, and hopefully the children have had their fill. Probably not. I will let you guys get back to it. WRUU 850.
Hey, I was just thinking about that the other day. Is something going on with Don? Is he still with us? You kind of made it seem a little vague there. This is Aaron, WSAI 620.
Yeah, I hate to break the news, but Don is no longer with us. He passed away on Memorial Day, and it was pretty unexpected. And we took him. He didn't feel good on Saturday. Took him into the hospital on Monday. He passed. So never. He won't be hearing his glorious tones out here anymore.
Well, that's a shame. He gave me my warm welcome.
Well, blessings to the family.
He's a great guy.
I'm about the end of my run here, so I'm going to put this thing in the barn and start another grand and glorious day tomorrow. I'll be
kicking out. Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you all very much, and have a great one. This is WSCY 842, Travis, Township.
All right, Travis, take care. A little bit of a double there. Kind of caught most of it, but I'm not sure. But catch you later.
VP544, Sheboygan County, Bob. I second that sentiment. Always considered us to be a league of extraordinary gentlemen, and many a late night, Don, we'd have deep, dark discussions about radio. God love them and we miss them. Gentlemen, enjoy your evening in the MIA Network. I am thankful from my house to yours. WRZP544, we'll be monitoring.
Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, not a problem. Have a good night, Travis. Nice hearing you on here. Thanks, Bob. Yeah, I was just saying, it's a shame. He gave me my first warm welcome when I first got my license and got on the repeater, and we had a couple of late nights chatting it up, and I was wondering why I haven't been hearing him, and I was going to ask somebody, but I had a sinking feeling that something might be going on, but yeah, rest in peace to our brother Don. Thanks, guys. WSAI 16-0.
Alrighty, catch you later. WRUU 850.
WRTX 930. WRUG 48, copy.
Thank you.
676 to 690. WSBY 676 and Bay 6.
Thank you. Whiskey Romeo Papa Bravo 448 standing by.
WXBR 676 for a radio check.
WRPV 448, go ahead, check.
I'm trying to see. For some reason, I'm queuing up on 15 repeater. I mean, I'm queuing up on one channel, but I'm not getting no 18.
I'm tied into the Flint repeater right now. Over.
Okay. That explains what's going on. I'm trying to change channels and drive down 75 doing 80 miles an hour. I need to slow down and see what I'm doing.
Copy that. Well, you be careful driving and I'll be monitoring. WRPV 448, clear on your final. Over.
Thank you very much. WSBR 676 standing by.
Go ahead, I got a copy, WRNW 329.
Romeo Papa Bravo 448 monitoring.
Station 847 WIUG 48, copy.
Station 847 WIUG 48 copy.
WIUG 48, clear. Appreciate that station check, 804. I'm here in Saginaw, Michigan, and I'm transmitting over to the Mayville repeater. Just got a new radio here today, and just wanted to make sure it was working before I take all the wrappers off.
Yeah, this is a repeater about 60 miles away in Mayville, Michigan. It's part of a pretty big network here in Michigan. I didn't know it connected up to Wisconsin there. Hey, I didn't want to tie you up with a radio check there. Anyway, appreciate you getting back to me. Thank you very much. 616, listening. 804 for your final.
Station 616. That station out there, 616. This is WIUG. 48, copy.
I hear that station coming in there. Was it IUG? I didn't get the numbers. I'm sorry.
This is WIUG 48 in Rochester Hills, Michigan. Copy.
WIUG in Rochester Hills, Michigan. Okay, I heard that one.
What is your location?
I'm in Saginaw over towards Freeland, and I was trying to get into that Mayville 550 repeater.
And what is your call sign?
WRVU 616.
Okay, it's 616. My name is Jack, and you're on 62. You're on the, you said, what repeater are you?
I think your transmission got chopped up there, so I couldn't really understand what you were asking. Go ahead, try again.
Okay. My name is Jack, J-A-C-K. My call sign, he got that, W-I-U-G 48. I'm trying to help you out on the Mayville repeater. Roger?
But you came through a little bit better that time. Are you getting into the Mayville repeater directly, or are you on the link?
I'm on the link on the 625 repeater. That is Detroit repeater. Roger?
Yes, I was trying the Detroit repeater last week when I was down in town there, and I remember your voice. Your voice is very familiar. It's making a good trip in there. There's some distortion. I'm not sure what kind of distortion it is on your voice. I don't know whether it's a Detroit repeater's having a problem or if it's the link.
No, that sometimes Detroit repeater, it goes that route. I mean, it's something, you know, happening with it. But it's okay. You're sounding good, Roger.
Right. Appreciate that station check. Thank you very much. And I'll take the wrappers off, and looks like this radio is going to be a keeper. All right. Well, I got some other work I got to get done, so better get back to it there. I appreciate the help, Jack. This is WRVU 616, clear.
You don't mind asking, what is your name?
Name's Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Well, anytime you like to talk, don't be afraid. I talk to everybody. So anytime you like, we'll contact. And you have a good evening. WIUG, 88, Rochester Hills.
Hey, Mark. This is WRFK 359 in Wyandotte. That repeater you're looking for, the number is 141.3, and that's in and out mode. Whiskey Rubber Banking 359, downtown Wyandotte, for side monitoring. You hear me, Jack? I broadcast it at all?
Robert, I heard you, you know. The guy's trying to get back on the Maybell repeater. I don't know how far he is from Maybell. He should have found out how far he is. Roger, WIUG, 48.
I think the number to get into it is 141.3, and that's the inner one and the outer one.
That's just the PL. I would tell him that PL, well, he should know that PL is 141.3. I'm sure he knows that.
Yeah, he might have to get elevation to get to it. So, okay, Jack, have a good evening. I'm finished watching my wrestling. I'll just talk to you maybe tomorrow. WRFK 359. We're clear with WR 844. We're clear. I still can't get it right.
Don't worry, Robert. We're all getting old. We're not getting young. WIUG 488.
WSBY 676 to WRVV 690.
How you doing, Jack?
Hello, Sean. How are you?
Not bad.
I don't know, earlier I heard all that. I know who's that. I caught it at the end. But I can't say on the radio. I'll say it when on Saturday.
It don't matter to me, Jack. But, yeah, I'll talk to you Saturday.
So how's it going?
Just sitting here eating pistachios and getting ready for bed.
How do you know? I'm eating pistachios too and drinking cranberry juice.
Well, I was drinking Jameson Black Label before my pistachios, so no cranberry juice.
You know what's in that cranberry juice? Vodka.
I can only drink vodka mixed. I don't know if trying to set something here up in the repeater.
looking for. It's a needle in a haystack. There we go.
Well, yeah, I know what you're saying, John. This morning, I don't know what's happening, but there's a lot of, you know, on these repeaters, coming on this 6752. There were a lot of them from any place. I couldn't hear. I only heard 3-4 of them, and that was it.
WOWY 979.
Station 979. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening, Jack. I was just going to say good evening to you and Sean. I just heard John there seconds ago and just wanted to say good evening and wish you the best of nights and the days to come.
Thank you very much. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Yeah, Jack, I don't know if you recognize the call sign there, but the name is Joe. Joe, Juliet Oscar Echo. And WRWY 979, you have a good one. And Sean, too.
Yeah, take care, Joe. Just monkeying around with some command line stuff here, so it's a little tedious.
Yeah, I don't know if I missed anything. It sounded like something bad happened recently or something. I don't know. Not to be nosy, I'm just concerned.
Nothing bad I'm aware of.
Okay, well, that's good to hear that. Because when Jack was talking about something just a second ago, I just happened to turn on the frequency. I was just hoping nothing bad with people, persons, or even repeaters and stuff. So, just curious. You both have a good night, and maybe talk to you down the line if I'm given the privilege of being alive still. WRWY 979, clear. Listen up.
Sorry about that. I was busy working on some. All right, Joe, you take care. Jack, go ahead. I'm going to get back to what I was doing here and listen for a bit. WRU 850.
Well, good to hear you, Shine, anyhow. I got to go back and finish a little bit more of those pistachios and have a drink. So you take care and you have a good evening. Radio will be on anyhow.
WRCY 565 is doing practice tests. I got nothing better to do and I can't sleep. So, I will practice some more. Everybody have a good evening. Enjoy your nuts, and yeah, you can't sleep, I don't know why.
Anyhow,
WRC Wi-Fi is fine.
WRQ, 132.